Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, once again broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair. What a fair it's been, kind of wrapping up right now, and still time to stop by the Q92 booth and register for prizes. And join me right now, we have Chris Eisminger. Chris is a La Caporal Valley graduate, right, Chris?
Yes, I am. 1995, Paul.
All right. And that was the same year as my oldest son, so.
Yes.
What do you remember about La Caporal Valley?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Good answer. Well, I've asked Chris to come on here because he has a kind of a cool story to talk about. He raises chickens, and a lot of them. And if you're at county fairs, you'll see his chickens by some of the 4-H students. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes, Paul. I have chickens in 19 county fairs this year. It started off 7 years ago as therapy for my PTSD. I was deployed twice and spent 25 years in the National Guard.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. So how's this chicken raising to help your PTSD, Chris?
If I feel myself having anxiety or just kind of down and out, I just go out to the pen, or when I have babies, I spend time out there, and it's actually a calming feeling.
Good. So talk about raising chickens. How many chickens do you raise, and how does all that work? I know nothing about chicken raising, Chris.
So, I have 12 different breeds, large fowl and bantam, and I start hatching January 1st for the 4-H kids because they got to be hatched after the 1st. 4-H kid comes out to my house, picks their birds up from me because they pre-order everything, bring them to the fairs. They take care of them throughout the 6 months, 7 months.
Okay.
Take them to the fairs, see how they do, and then at the end of the fairs, if they don't want the birds, I either buy them back or give them a credit for next year's birds.
Oh, wow. So there are different types of breeds of chickens, right?
Yes. I think there's 8 different breeds right now at county fairs.
Okay. So the 4-H kids, they seek you out for their chickens then?
Yes. I was doing some Facebook stuff, but most of it's word of mouth through the state fair.
Okay.
When people go to the state fair to see the birds, they just say, hey, where'd you get them? And everyone keeps passing my name on. So,
that's pretty cool. So how'd the 4-H kids do with your chickens here at the Stevens County Fair, do you know?
We were honorable mention in the breeding pens. Got beat by some really good bantam black Orpingtons. Other county fairs, as of right now, I know of about 12 grand champions and 7 or 8 reserve champions. So I should have about 10 kids going to state fair.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you said, how many county fairs are your chickens in?
19, Paul.
Wow, that's amazing. So you enjoy that work?
I do. You know, with prices of everything, the feed prices and that, I'm going to downsize a little bit, but I'm still going to keep at it for a few more years.
Okay. What do you like about it, raising chickens?
Just the peace of mind.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool, Chris. And I'm sure the 4-H kids, they have a passion for raising chickens too, huh?
They do. I've been getting pictures back from the kids.
Oh.
And there's one thing that I always see in a picture, and it's the smile on their face.
Awesome.
You know, that's what drives me to do this.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you got some pictures there. Look at the smile on their face. She's got a purple ribbon, too. So what kind of chicken is that? Who is that? Do you know who that is? Or?
That is Caitlin Steen, Nicollet County, St. Peter.
Oh, okay.
She took grand champion with a trio of Buff Orpington large fall.
Well, you educated me on chicken raising. I knew nothing about chickens before I met you, so I'm sure there's a lot more to learn, too, huh?
I learn every day.
Yeah.
Every day there's something different going on.
Yeah. How many chickens do you raise roughly again? What did you say?
I think right now I'm at about 250 to 300.
Okay, wow.
And by breeding season, I hope to be down to about 150.
Okay. All right. Hey, next year before the Stevens County Fair, maybe you and a 4-H kid could come over. I could go to the 4-H barn and interview the 4-H kid along with you.
Yeah, maybe we can do that.
We can do that. All right. Thanks, Chris, for stopping by the Q92 booth. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Chris Eisminger from Morris here. Did I say that right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. You said it with a smile on your face. I thought I butchered your last name. Yeah, talking about his chickens and the 4-H clubs here that uses chickens. So, Paul Ramo reporting from our Q92 booth here at the Stevens County Fair.